This is Morning Edition on Vermont Public Radio. Good morning. I'm Mitch Wertlieb. There was some potential good news for parents of young children in President Barack Obama's State of the Union address last week. The president focused on the importance of early education and backed it up with a proposal to increase a child care tax credit up to $3,000. To find out more about what the proposal would mean for Vermont families, we're speaking with Julie Coffey. She's the executive director of Building Bright Futures, a nonprofit that serves as the state's early childhood advisory council. Julie Coffey, great to speak with you again.
Thanks for having me.
Now, were you pleased and at all surprised with the direction that the president's speech took?
Well, from the beginning of his presidency, President Obama has really taken bold steps toward building a system for early care, health, and education. So surprised, no. Very, very gratified in the step he took toward improving our child care system, which is a big part of the entire system that serves young children and families. It's a step in the right direction.
He's proposing a $3,000 tax credit for families paying for child care for children under the age of three. Let's talk about Vermont for a minute. How much does the average Vermont family pay for child care?
In Vermont, nearly 65,000 Vermont children under 13 live in households where every parent is in the labor force. That's over 70% of two-parent, two-child families in the labor force. So it's really an important service. We don't have here in Vermont the capacity to serve all of these children. In fact, we only have in licensed child care providers the capacity to serve about 40% of these kids. So though the tax credit is a great first step, the child care system itself is still woefully inadequate for families here in Vermont, for families wanting to move to Vermont who want to find work, but without child care are unable to move to Vermont.
Are there figures on, you know, how much of a financial hit it takes a Vermont family to pay for childcare?
Yes. Guesstimating here, I'm giving you an average that around $8,000 per child per year is the rough estimate given by the Joint Fiscal Office for childcare. So it's extremely expensive in Vermont. A lot of working parents just cannot afford childcare. So it does affect our economy. It affects jobs here in Vermont.
Now, the state of Vermont does have a subsidy system in place to help families pay for child care. Is it enough, though, to meet the current needs of Vermont families?
No, sadly. And President Obama has taken some unprecedented steps to shoring up that system. Governor Shumlin has really been bold in his focus on early childhood education. And, of course, with our passage of Act 166, the recent universal pre-K law, that was a wonderful first step. However, our subsidy system is inadequate for the need. It is not strong enough, and we must support it. It requires more funding. That's hard to come by these days.
You know, at the beginning here, I said that this was some potential good news for parents. And, of course, the president's proposal is subject to a Republican-controlled House and Senate. Do you think the child care tax credit boost has a chance of actually being implemented?
I think the child care tax credit has not been updated in so many years that my hope is that, yes, it is something that is popular with bipartisan support. I think a lot of Republican leaders see the value in investments in early childhood because of what we know around the brain science. My hope is that it does pass and it will help Vermonters. But I want to remind you again, our subsidy system that works for our vulnerable families and our low-income families is inadequate and only available to families who make at the 200% of the federal poverty level or below, which is for a two-parent, two-child family around $50,000. And if you look at the Joint Fiscal Office assessment of the basic needs of a Vermont family, say a two-parent, two-child family, they assess an annual income to meet basic needs at around $75,000. So you can see that many families make just over 200% federal poverty level and are therefore ineligible for any subsidies, any supports. And I think that is a problem for a lot of Vermonters.
Julie Coffey, there are some people listening to this who might say, look, these families decided to have kids, maybe more than they could realistically support financially. Why should I care what these families are paying for child care? And beyond that, why should my taxes potentially go up in order to help deliver this increased child care tax credit for them? And what would your response to that mindset be?
I think that's a really great question. And I think it's a question we all should talk about. Everyone knows that a parent is her first child's teacher. And it is up to each of us to protect our children, to offer our children the best start in life. Every child deserves the best start in life. But the truth is that these same taxpayers are already paying for growing prison populations, growing healthcare costs. There is a lot of scientific evidence which makes the case that high quality early education, healthy, loving, and supportive early childhood environments have long-term health outcomes, long-term economic outcomes, positive outcomes, and long-term social outcomes. We consider investments in early childhood as an inoculation against poverty, crime, health problems.
The things that people end up paying for in the long run, you're saying?
They do.
Julie Coffey is the executive director of Building Bright Futures. I want to thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thanks for having me.